United Nations falsely blames Trump for Obama detaining 100,000 migrant children in 2015. By John Binder on November 19, 2019. A report by the United Nations, UN, falsely blamed President Trump for the detention of 100,000 migrant children who, in fact, were held in federal immigration custody in 2015 by President Obama. On Monday, a UN report circulated around establishment media outlets like Reuters, AFP, and NPR reported a false story that claimed Trump was currently holding about 100,000 migrant children in custody. More than 100,000 children are currently being held in migration-related detention in the United States, often in violation of international law, the UN said Monday, an AFP story on the UN report stated. NPR ran with the UN report as well, writing that the Trump administration is still holding more than 100,000 children in migration-related detention. The author of the UN report, though, now admits that the migrant child detention figures are from 2015, when Obama was president. The author of the report has clarified that his figures do not represent the number of children currently in migration-related U.S. detention, but the total number of children in migration-related U.S. detention in 2015, the AFP wrote on Twitter, noting that they would delete their false story. After realizing that the UN report falsely blamed Trump for Obama's migrant child detention rate, Reuters deleted their story, writing in a post. A November 18 story headlined U.S. has world's highest rate of children in detention UN. Study is withdrawn. The United Nations issued a statement on November 19 saying the number was not current but was for the year 2015. No replacement story will be issued. Emphasis added. Multiple leading Democrats in the Democrat National Committee, DNC, ran with the UN report, blaming Trump for Obama holding 100,000 migrant children in detention in 2015. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.